this cryptocurrency is better than Bitcoin. Can you guess what it is yet? That's what I'm going to be talking about in this video.
Hello and welcome to the Crypto Rich Podcast. This audio podcast is derived from content from the Crypto Rich video channels and may contain references to graphics and images. For the full Crypto Rich video experience, please see the links in the show notes. The information presented in this podcast is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only, without any express or implied warranty of any kind, including warranties of accuracy, completeness, or fitness for any particular purpose. It is not intended to be and does not constitute legal, financial, investment, trading, or any other advice. All of the information presented is general in nature and is not specific to you or anyone else. Do not make any decision, legal, financial, investment, trading, or otherwise, based on any of the information presented in this podcast without first consulting a licensed professional. You understand that you use or rely on any and all information provided in this podcast at your own risk.
Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profit. And this video is all about a cryptocurrency that works like Bitcoin in the sense that it's an exchange of value, but it has some serious advantages over Bitcoin. Now, before I go into it, please subscribe, follow me on Twitter, CryptoRichYT, join my official Telegram announcements channel, and subscribe to me on Odyssey, bit.ly/CryptoRichOdyssey. I post more videos on Odyssey than I do on YouTube, and that's because of YouTube censorship. The other thing is, while you're here, please click the like button, comment, subscribe. You know, your comments really do make a difference, and clicking the like button also makes a difference because it helps the algorithm find my video. And if you are unsure what to do as a comment or what to say as a comment, just give me a ticker symbol for any particular crypto you like, although there may be one that you may find is more appropriate for this particular video, and give me the ticker symbol for that crypto. Now, a couple of things. I just want to make sure my NordVPN is on, and what that does, that protects the traffic that goes in and out of my computer so that nobody can tell what pages I'm on and what pages I'm not on. And NordVPN has this particular service called a double VPN, which means that it goes through several different countries, not just one. I can take it through many different countries, and that makes it even more private and secure. And also, I'm going to show you this, which is, if you're interested in learning about which particular cryptocurrencies to invest in, which ones are more likely to give you high returns over particular time frames, then do check out Token Metrics. They use ridiculous numbers of data points and stuff to evaluate where particular cryptocurrencies are going. And also, they also use fundamental analysis and technical analysis, 7 days free with my affiliate link that's in the description below. And of course, I have an affiliate link for NordVPN, which gives you something like over two-thirds discount over some of their packages. Now, if you're a regular subscriber to my channel, you may have already worked out that the cryptocurrency that I'm going to be talking about is Pirate Chain. Now, why is Pirate Chain better than Bitcoin? Surely Bitcoin is the mother of all cryptos and has advantages over all of them. Well, one advantage that it does have is the network effect. It is the most traded cryptocurrency going, and it's the one that moves the markets. However, there are some fundamental flaws that I'm going to go through in a moment. Now, one thing I'm going to let you know is that although this is not a sponsored video, I am one of the crew at Pirate Chain. I've been covering Pirate Chain since, I think, a month after it first launched. And if you want to know more about Pirate Chain, I cover it regularly. I did a video with Draith and the Quartermaster, who are also in the crew of Pirate Chain, very recently. You can find that on my Odyssey channel. Now, this video is derived from the Pirate Chain blog, and the website for Pirate Chain is pirate.black. Make sure you go, whenever you go to any cryptocurrency website, you're going to the right website. You don't want to end up going to some dodgy website, some phishing website, where some of the letters have been changed slightly, and it's been copied from the original, and you end up losing your crypto. Oh, and by the way, NordVPN has a special feature that stops you going or spots dodgy websites. Now, these are the blog. This is the blog from August 2022. And I was doing these regularly every month, but then the author of those blogs, well, life got busy. It happens. Okay, let's get going. Bitcoin versus Pirate Chain, the ultimate fight for financial freedom. This was published on August 26th. I am going to, at the end of this video, have a quick look at the Pirate Chain price. Okay, Bitcoin has a rival, Pirate Chain, the most secure privacy-focused blockchain that ensures your financial freedom. And he says it's not clickbait. Well, I think it is clickbait, and I don't think there's anything wrong with clickbait. You just got to be smart and do your own due diligence, and none of this is financial advice. This article will explain why Bitcoin cannot give you the financial freedom that many people preach. So if you're a Bitcoiner, you have been warned. That's right, you've been warned. We'll dare to say what nobody from the king of cryptocurrencies wants to hear. You know, the financial system, the traditional financial system, is not at its best, and it's getting worse. Inflation, recession, debt, as well as energy increases, food shortages, supply chain disruptions, and more protests, and the possible advent of a new Cold War, never mind the hot war that's raging in Europe, in Ukraine and Russia. All of this is working against the supremacy of the US dollar as the dominant currency, and other government currencies too. Certainly in the West, that's the case. Digital currencies can also act as an attack vector. Proof of this is the accelerated development of CBDCs. Now, here I think what the author is saying is an attack vector from other actors, where they may hack CBDCs, which are central bank digital currencies. Now, these aren't decentralized cryptocurrencies. These are centralized cryptocurrencies. So if we're on a central bank digital currency and it's attached to my biometric ID, then it can be hacked. Now, the author goes on to say, and I agree, why Bitcoin is not the solution. Where I disagree is I think it's a stepping stone, it's a partial solution, but it has fundamental flaw, and that is that it's not private. A cryptocurrency focused on privacy is essential to provide true financial freedom, because without privacy, there is no freedom. You are in a panopticon where every single transaction is being watched and recorded. Now, one of the biggest concerns that people have about CBDCs, traceability and centralized control over distribution and inflation. And what CBDCs will do will give absolute control over citizens. Central banks will be able to issue different types of CBDs, some intended for the population, others for enterprises, etc. And they will know where every single penny goes. And whether they deem it necessary or important or not, they can block any user. These central bank digital currencies will be programmable. So one of the other things they can do is they can not only can they extract funds from the wallet, they can also program it so that the value of your holdings in that CBDC wallet actually go down, thus preventing you from saving and accruing any savings. Now, what makes Bitcoin different from a CBDC? Not much. It is decentralized, and anybody can get some right now. But in particular, then Bitcoin's not private. See, in May this year, Bitcoin traders in Argentina restricted from buying dollars. So Argentina has got one of the highest inflation in the world, and it was close to 60% at the time of writing this article. So what did the government do? The government put restrictions that prevented Bitcoin holders moving into dollars. Then, of course, there was how the Canadian government treated the Freedom Convoy protest earlier on this year. Now, these people, they were engaged in a peaceful protest what they wanted to preserve was the right to be able to go about their livelihoods without being injected with an experimental injection for which there is no long-term safety data. Speaking of which, Pfizer's data is available on this website, phmpt.org, Pfizer's original trial data. And what happened there was a court case in January 2022 in Texas where this charity, Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, sued the FDA because the FDA refused a Freedom of Information request to make available the Pfizer trial data. So the FDA, they said in court, well, they made Pfizer a party to their court case, and they argued in court and they said, yes, we will release the data after 75 years. That's right. And the judge said, no, you will release it now. And you'll release a little bit on the first of every month until it's all released. And the judge said, people have a right to know what is being injected in their bodies. So Pfizer and the FDA, they started releasing the data, and it is horrific what these injections do. Now, this hasn't been publicized on the mainstream media. Mainstream media and government and health agencies all over the world are still saying, oh, go get your 1,500th million booster, making no reference at all to actually what the original Pfizer trial data shows, which is that these injections are horrific and harmful So I invite you to go check this out. It's free to look at. You can go check out Pfizer's original document. You can go check out the transcript of the court case and also the judge's statement. And please spread the word and let others know. All right, so back to the Freedom Convoy protests in Canada. What happened was the Canadian government was able to track Bitcoin and Ethereum and other open source public blockchain transactions and penalize those people that were connected to those transactions because they were also able to connect them to their bank accounts because most exchanges have KYC. Now, they say that KYC, know your customer, is to fight money laundering and to stop terrorism, but really it's to give the government enough information so that it can actually control us even further. It's all about control, the author writes. Cryptocurrencies are a real threat to fiat money, and CBDCs are years away from being widely implemented. In the meantime, governments use their power to control cryptocurrency transactions just as they do with physical money. It is possible for anyone to identify your wallet, whether it's governments or hackers. Now, if you're not sure or you question this, check out this website, which lists the top 32 blockchain analysis tools. And these are tools that can be used to trace Bitcoin transactions and probably the transactions of any other public, open, non-secret, non-private cryptocurrency. There are 32 of them. You are at risk if you have your life savings just in Bitcoin. Achieving true financial freedom is impossible if your portfolio and transactions are public. So, for example, you know, you don't have your bank account public and open to anybody to see how much you've got. That would make you a target. The transparency of Bitcoin condemns its holders to a virtual prison where they are exposed to the government and other malicious actors. That said, only user privacy-based solutions like Pirate Chain have a real future. Now, a quick mention here for Monero. Monero is a really, really great privacy crypto. I think it's useful to hold Monero and Pirate Chain. But if I were to consider which one is more private and which one is more secure, looking at the fundamental qualities of each, it would be Pirate Chain. Pirate Chain is a much larger anonymity set than Monero. Plus also, Monero developers have themselves acknowledged that Pirate Chain uses far more secure and private tech. The author believes, that Pirate Chain is the future-proof solution that can guarantee you financial freedom. Our blockchain is an independent asset of the Komodo platform, which is a highly modified fork of Zcash. Okay, so here's how it goes. First, there was Bitcoin. And then what somebody did was they forked Bitcoin and created Zcash. They took some of the code of Bitcoin, modified a little bit, and launched Zcash. And what Zcash is a privacy crypto, which has optional privacy. You can do private transactions and you can do public transactions. And then Komodo, what happened with Komodo is that was born out of a modification of Zcash. And Pirate Chain is a modification of Komodo. And with Pirate Chain, every single transaction is protected by ZK SNARKs, i.e. every single transaction looks like every other single transaction. It's all obscure. You don't know where it's going. You don't know who's sending it. You don't know which wallet it's going into or going from. You don't know how much, when, just can't tell. So with Pirate Chain, there's no way to tell which wallet is going into and out of. And speaking of wallets, Pirate Chain has a host of wallets for Windows, Mac, Linux, Linux, ARM, whatever that is. Also on mobile, Android, Apple iOS. And there are Lite wallets as well, so you don't have to upload the entire blockchain. There are also paper wallets that can be used on Windows, Mac, Linux. And the advantage of a paper wallet is that it's forever offline. Now, I'll tell you a little secret, which is that Pirate Chain, or somebody in the Pirate Chain community, are looking at developing a hardware wallet for Pirate Chain. Not an easy task, given the level of anonymity that there is with Pirate Chain, but it is being worked on, and that was something that Captain Drace shared with me in one of my videos, one of my regular updates that I do with him, which is another reason for you to subscribe, comment, like, and all that business, bit.ly, Crypto Rich Odyssey. So there it is about Pirate Chain. Now, if you wanted to know which exchange you could buy Pirate Chain from, you can look on the Pirate Chain website, pirate.black. But also, if you looked in Tokenmetrics, it'll tell you about the spread in the different exchanges and which ones have the most liquidity. So TradeOgre has the most liquidity. And then Tokenmetrics also gives a trust score. So the, you know, how reliable that particular exchange is, when the last transaction took place. And you can use this to inform your trading, not just for Pirate Chain, but also for any other cryptocurrencies that you're invested in. Check out my link in the description below. It gives you a discount and you can try it out for Tokenmetrics for 7 days free. A quick look at the Pirate Chain price, and this is on the monthly chart on CoinMarketCap, and it's not looking too good if what you want is Pirate Chain to go to the moon. But I think it is looking good if what you're looking to do is to accumulate Pirate Chain with a view to its long-term hold. Now, it looks like from the monthly chart that it's hanging off support at about 42 cents, which is actually the resistance that it broke through back in about March 2021 before it spiked up to almost, I think, over $17. And this was when the Jeff Berwick, the dollar vigilante and crypto vigilante, recommended Pirate Chain, made it public to its subscribers. Since then, it's gone down, and just hovering above 42 cents. Let's have a look on the daily chart. Here we go. It is under the EMAs for the, I think, the 200, the 150, the 100, and the 50. So it's looking bearish, but it does seem to be holding up. And actually, I can see it a little bit closer here, maybe recently, just about the 40 cent level. And not much volume, not much happening. And the RSI shows that it is not yet oversold. So there may be a little bit more where it could fall. And it does depend upon where Bitcoin goes, because like I said at the beginning of this video, Bitcoin moves the entire market. All right, well, let me know what you think. If you're a holder of R, or if you like R, or you just like making pirate sounds, give me the ticker symbol for Pirate Chain, R. Do check out my links for NordVPN and Tokenmetrics for your security and also for your knowledge. And also, don't forget to subscribe, follow, like, and between now and when I see you next, please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. This is Crypto Rich signing out. All the best. Bye bye.